This is Bob Burnell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Main Street Bridge in downtown Oshkosh is closed today. The bridge is getting some maintenance done and should reopen this afternoon by about 4 o'clock. The city of Oshkosh may be taking out a loan now rather than waiting until next year. City staff wants the city to borrow $7.3 million to cover the cost of construction projects now, instead of waiting and seeing the interest rates continue to climb. A 0.5% to 1% increase in those interest rates could mean the city would have to shell out another $1 million in repayment. Senator Ron Johnson will not know whom will challenge him in the November election until August primary is completed. The new Marquette Law School poll shows that Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is the leading candidate right now for Democrats. Outagamie County Executive Tom Nelson is currently running fourth for the Dems. 48% of Democrats surveyed say they're undecided about their Senate candidate at this time. Page 2, the Oshkosh Corporation has started work at their Spartanburg, South Carolina plant. That's where the new postal vehicles will be built. Oshkosh is currently revamping an old warehouse. They're hiring some workers now, but the majority of the 1,000 jobs will be filled next spring. Oshkosh recently got a new hotel, something it's needed for a long time. Tonight, the official grand opening takes place for the Town Place Suites by Marriott. It's near the Oshkosh Corporation headquarters. Tourism officials say the city still needs more hotel rooms. Some odds and ends as we wrap up the month of April. The Spring Tulip Showcase starts this weekend at the Payne Art Center and Gardens with more than 15,000 tulips blooming throughout the gardens there. The Wisconsin Glow women's basketball team has a new head coach. Their season begins on May 21st. And Waterfest, Wisconsin's best concert series, will officially start their ticket sales next week. The first show comes your way in June. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. We're back again next week here on the Chamber website.